At least 100 little elves were standing around the kitchen, beaming, bowing, and curtsying, as Dobby led Harry past them. They were all wearing the same uniform, a tea towel stamped with the Hogwarts crest, and tied, as Winky's had been, like a toga. Dobby stopped in front of the brick fireplace and pointed.
"Winky, sir,"
he said. Winky was sitting on a stool by the fire. Unlike Dobby, she had obviously not foraged for clothes. She was wearing a neat little skirt and blouse with a matching blue hat, which had holes in it for her large ears. However, while every one of Dobby's strange collection of garments was so clean and well cared for that it looked brand new, Winky was plainly not taking care of her clothes at all. There were soup stains all down her blouse and a burn in her skirt.
"Hello, Winky," said Harry.
Winky's lip quivered. Then she burst into tears, which spilled out of her great brown eyes and splashed down her front, just as they had done at the Quidditch World Cup.
"Oh, dear,"
said Hermione. She and Ron had followed Harry and Dobby to the end of the kitchen.
"Winky, don't cry. Please don't."
But Winky cried harder than ever. Dobby, on the other hand, beamed up at Harry.
"Would Harry Potter like a cup of tea?"
he squeaked loudly over Winky's sobs.
Yeah, okay," said Harry.
Instantly, about 6 house elves came trotting up behind him, bearing a large silver tray laden with a teapot, cups for Harry, Ron and Hermione, a milk jug, and a large plate of biscuits.
"Good service,"
Ron said in an impressed voice. Hermione frowned at him, but the elves all looked delighted. They bowed very low and retreated.
"How long have you been here, Dobby?"
Harry asked as Dobby handed around the tea.
"Only a week, Harry Potter, sir,"
said Dobby happily.
"Dobby came to see Professor Dumbledore, sir. You see, sir, it is very difficult for a house elf who has been dismissed to get a new position, sir. Very difficult indeed."
At this, Winky howled even harder, her squashed tomato of a nose dribbling all down her front, though she made no effort to stem the flow.
"Dobby has travelled the country for 2 whole years, sir, trying to find work,"
Dobby squeaked.
"But Dobby hasn't found work, sir, because Dobby wants paying now."
The house elves all around the kitchen, who had been listening and watching with interest, all looked away at these words, as though Dobby had said something rude and embarrassing. Hermione, however, said,
"Good for you, Dobby."
"Thank you, miss,"
said Dobby, grinning toothily at her.
"But most wizards doesn't want a house elf who wants paying, miss. That's not the point of a house elf," they says, and they slammed the door in Dobby's face. "Dobby likes work, but he wants to wear clothes, and he wants to be paid, Harry Potter. Dobby likes being free."
The Hogwarts house elves had now started edging away from Dobby, as though he were carrying something contagious. Winky, however, remained where she was, though there was a definite increase in the volume of her crying.
"And then, Harry Potter, Dobby goes to visit Winky and finds out Winky has been freed too, sir,"
said Dobby delightedly. At this, Winky flung herself forward off her stool and lay face down on the flagged stone floor, beating her tiny fists upon it and positively screaming with misery. Hermione hastily dropped down to her knees beside her and tried to comfort her, but nothing she said made the slightest difference. Dobby continued with his story, shouting shrilly over Winky's screeches.
"And then Dobby had the idea, Harry Potter, sir. Why doesn't Dobby and Winky find work together, Dobby says. Where is there enough work for 2 house elves, says Winky. And Dobby thinks, and it comes to him, sir. Hogwarts! So Dobby and Winky came to see Professor Dumbledore, sir, and Professor Dumbledore took us on."